Well, good Monday morning, everyone. Welcome to our Community Corner on this fifth day of December here on KKWC. Well, the holidays are here, and the Webster City Community Theater is gearing up for this very special time of year with a Christmas play that begins Wednesday night for five performances. With me is Dr. Mark Andrew, who's the director for this production. And Mark, a very good morning to you, sir.
Good morning, Pat.
Let's talk about what this show is all about.
Well, people may remember that we did a show a few years ago called Almost Maine, which was a series of vignettes that were all connected. Even though they were individual, they were connected by the fact that they all happened the same night, the same town, kind of stuff. And this is like that. This all happens at this Evergreen Mall, different people, different parts of the mall who have their own thing. Very individual scenes. Most of the people are in one, actors are in one scene, and that's it. And so it creates a lot of flexibility as far as scheduling rehearsals and stuff, because you're usually only having to deal with a couple of people trying to rehearse for one scene.
And you started rehearsals at the time we were supposed to do a show called Our City and Old Lace, which we finally got off the ground that first week in December to see one of my good friends, Ann Blankenship, is helping out.
Yes, that was a little bit late, but we had worked on casting at that point, had a little bit of struggle with full casting, and really the people who were cast encouraged them to work on their lines, get together, so that they got, kind of had their lines down by the time they came in to actually start blocking the scenes and doing those things. So we've only really been, like, for instance, full rehearsals with everybody here doing the full show the last week or so at this point. So, but it's coming along, because it's fairly simplistic. And I don't know, for people who've been to some of the performances, for instance, down at the Civic Center in Des Moines, you get some shows that just have gigantic, beautiful scenery setups and sets that they develop and stuff. But on the other hand, you have some that come in pretty simplistic. If there's a chair in a scene, you bring your chair in and you take the chair out when you leave. A lot of kind of minimal staging for even big time production. So we've kind of have a simple set, and just kind of shift with light to emphasize different areas of the stage where the action's going to be for that scene, because there's no big total scenery across the stage kind of scenes. For the most part, it's here and here and here kind of stuff to do that and emphasize by the lighting.
Mm-hmm. And this is just in one act.
This is all in one act, yeah. It'll take somewhere between an hour and 10 minutes, hour and 20 minutes, I think, and just not enough to break it into, and that way it kind of keeps the continuity of the show intact.
But no refreshments, no intermission or anything, just an hour and 20 minutes of a Christmas production by you and the rest of this great cast.
Correct. It's just, trying to get all the scenes in and just move straight through them, and trying to make it as fluid as we can as far as getting the scenes done and stuff. And I think people will really enjoy that.
Well, Mark, we'll hear from you again, but let's hear from some of the cast members here in just a moment on our Community Corner with this production of One Christmas Eve at what's the Evergreen Mall?
At Evergreen Mall.
Let's meet some of the cast members who are involved with this production of One Christmas Eve at Evergreen Mall. And one of these people is a person I spent a few months with, in a way, with the production of Our City and Old Lace, and that is Ann Blankenship. Ann, good morning to you.
Hi, Pat.
Let's talk about your role in this.
Okay. I play the role of Erin McGraw, who is a community theater actress, and the troupe that she's involved with is presenting a production of A Christmas Carol at the mall. Mm-hmm. And here on Christmas Eve, it's our final performance, and some interesting things happen before they get to do the show. So.
And you're one of the co-directors of this.
I'm directing one of the scenes in the show, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you didn't have too much rest. We had Our City and Old Lace. We did that just a few weeks ago, and now you're in this.
Yes. Well, you have to keep busy, and it's a fun group to be involved with, and
sure.
lots of good experiences here in this group.
It sure is. And, of course, you've done a magnificent job with the theater in the past, directing, acting, and now your latest. How many shows now, Fianne?
Oh, boy.
Tough question.
It is. I don't think I've counted up. I think it's well over 25, maybe 30 shows, acting or directing. So
very good. Well, then we'll look forward to Wednesday nights at the Webster City Community Theater for this Christmas production.
Thanks,
Pat. You bet. And now we have another co-director in this, and that is Angela Rodering. Angela, good morning to you.
Good morning, Pat.
Co-director along with Ann here and Mark, so let's talk about your role in this.
My role, to begin with, I've been assistant director, so helping with the whole thing. And then as a character, I get to play Ellie the Elf. I'm Santa's helper, and I'm really excited to have Dean Evans as Santa. So we've never been able to be on stage together saying words to each other, so that's been kind of fun. But every time when I'd see Santa when I was younger, I never saw an elf. So it's kind of fun to be an elf and see what an elf would do.
Mm-hmm. And that's the basic of what your role, as well as Dean Evans here, in this production of One Christmas Eve at Ridgedale Mall, but it's what's the name of it again?
Evergreen
Mall. I'm so darn close. Now, Angela, how many shows have you done now?
I think I counted up. There were 18 shows I've acted in, and I think there's 3 I've directed, and then several, like 11 or so, that I assisted directed.
And the theater bug keeps on biting you all the time.
It does. I love it.
Mm-hmm. All right. So we'll look forward to the show coming up this Wednesday night. Angie, thanks very much.
You're welcome, Pat.
All right. Let's talk with another Webster City Community Theater veteran. Man, I haven't seen for quite a while. Dean Evans. Dean, good morning to you.
Morning, Pat.
So you're Santa Claus.
Ho, ho, ho. Indeed I am.
And a pretty darn good one, I might add, too.
Oh, well, thank you.
Let's talk more about what you'll be doing this show.
Well, I'm, as Angela said, I'll be playing Santa, and we're working at the mall on Christmas Eve, and we all have other things going on in our lives, and it touches on some of them, it's just all about relationships that people have and things like that. The other part I play is Stephen, who's a jealous actor. I'm in that part with Anne, or in that scene with Anne. So it's challenging and interesting to play two different roles in the show.
Is it that easy or complicated, do you think, Dean?
It can be a little bit challenging, but especially when you get older and trying to remember your lines, you know.
Yes. I know the feeling. I know the feeling last month with Our Signal Lace with a wonderful group of people here. How many shows have you done now, Dean?
I think I've been in maybe 10 over here, something like that. So,
but you've done shows in Wright County, too. That's at the River Players Playhouse, I believe.
Yeah, up in Rowan, and also done a couple over in Hampton, too, so.
Very good. Well, Dean, we're looking forward to opening night coming up Wednesday night.
Thank you, Pat. Appreciate it.
You bet. Dean Evans. Who's next? Who wants to come join me here? And this is?
Taylor Halick.
Taylor, now this is your first time on stage?
Mm-hmm. I've been on stage in Legend of Blackbeard's Gold, but I didn't have an official speaking part.
I see. Now let's find out more about your role on the show.
So my character's name is Jenny, and she goes to the mall with her friend, and they find themselves in some trouble, which ends up being the whole storyline for her character.
So we just kind of leave it at that. Is it kind of a small role that you have?
It's kind of a big role. I have 2 scenes, and I end off too. So.
Okay. What grade are you in?
I'm in 6th grade.
At?
Webster City Middle School.
Other than being in theater, what else do you like to do?
I really like art, and then I'm in basketball. I have my own travel team with some of my best friends.
Very good. We'll look forward to seeing you this Wednesday evening for 5 performances.
Thank you.
You betcha. Who's my next individual? This is Tammy Halick, and Tammy, good morning to you.
Good morning, Pat. How are you?
Not too bad. Let's find out about your role on the show.
Sure. I play Robin. I'm a retail worker at the mall, and I am helping a mother and a daughter pick out a sweater, and it's just really fun to watch the dialogue between the mom and the daughter. it's very relatable. Mm-hmm.
Is this your first time on stage?
This is my first time on stage, Pat.
How do you like it?
I love it. It is so much fun to be a part of a big cast like this. I've learned so much from the amazing actors, and it's just been a lot of fun. And then I get to spend time with my daughter, and that's really fun, too.
Well, that's marvelous. And did someone encourage you to be a part of this production?
I don't know if it was encourage or ask, but it's just been a real pleasure to be a part of it, and I'm having a lot of fun. So,
would you like to do another show down the road?
Most definitely. It's been great.
Very good. And Tama, you work there on Superior Street at
Abens Realty.
Very good. All right. I'm sure the Abens crew will be here to give you support.
Definitely. Merry Christmas to you, Pat.
Merry Christmas to you, Tammy. Thanks so very much.
Yeah, thank you.
All right. Who else do we have coming up here? I think that's about it. Mark, let's talk about ticket information for the show.
Tickets are available here at the theater starting Saturday morning.
Which was actually last Saturday. We were playing this interview on Monday, so they'll be available starting again tonight.
Yes.
Until Friday night.
Right, correct.
From 5 until showtime. Saturday, next Saturday, that would be the 10th. That would be 10 until noon, and also an hour before showtime. And then Sunday, the 11th, starting at 1 in the afternoon.
Yeah, it's actually the 3rd. They went on sale Saturday the 3rd, and then they'll continue, like you said, in the evenings, and then the mornings of the 10th and 11th will be 10 to 12 both those days as well.
Sounds good. So we encourage people to get their tickets and come over for the experience of the Christmas season at One Christmas Eve at... Do you want to say something, too?
Yeah. One of the things you'll see... two things. I'm going to make a comment about Tammy Halick that you just were talking to.
Yes.
When she came to auditions, she was really there because she brought Taylor. And I don't know if she came with any idea that she was going to be in the show, but she did such a good job of reading that we were kind of like, what do you think? Do you think maybe you could do some of this? And she kind of jumped at it, and she's doing an excellent job. The other thing we found out is that I mentioned before that we had some struggle with casting. There are actually two of these scenes that we've ended up eliminating because we could not recruit the proper people to do those two scenes. And because of that, our official name from the licensing company had to be An Evening of Scenes from One Christmas Eve at Evergreen Mall.
So
if you see that, don't be confused by that. It's still based, containing most of the original scenes from One Christmas Eve at Evergreen Mall. It's just because we eliminated two of the scenes, we had to add that little adapter at the front just to acknowledge that.
Okay, because it's kind of a long name there, Mark. Long title for that.
Title.
But anyway, it's the Evening of Scenes from A Christmas Eve at Evergreen Mall.
Yes, that's right.
All right. So again, tickets are $12. Box office open this evening, Monday until Friday night, 5 until 7. About an hour, Saturday evening starting at 6, and then this coming Saturday from 10 until noon. And the next Sunday, the closing performance, doors open at 1 for tickets, and then showtime at 2 o'clock.
Yep. That sounds about right, Pat.
All right, so get your tickets for what should be a great holiday show at Webster City Community Theater. Mark, Andrew, thanks for joining us.
Yep, thank you, Pat.
That does it for Community Corner for Monday. Have a great day.